Well, good morning, everybody. What a joy this Pentecost is. And first, your Pope trivia of the week. The 228th Pope, we are on Pope number 266 right now, Pope Francis, but our 228th Pope reigned in the year 1590. And he started on the 15th of September, and he died on the 27th of September. So Pope Urban VII is the shortest reigning pope in the history of our beautiful church. He died of malaria 12 days after he had been elected the Holy Father. And so anyway, just a little piece of trivia for you. He no doubt saved himself a few headaches by checking out early. Anyway, we do celebrate our beautiful church today. It's not only Lydia Fisher's birthday, it is also the birthday of the Holy Catholic Church. We recognize Pentecost as that beautiful moment when Jesus, who had ascended into heaven, 10 days earlier, sends down the Holy Spirit and begins the Holy Church. And a beautiful kind of moment, you know. Here were these apostles in that upper room, and they were afraid and they were terrified. They were living in this, like, question. They didn't know what was happening. They were frozen. And the Holy Spirit comes into that place and fires and puts this fire in them. And they ended up, of course, with that fire, with the power of the Holy Spirit, they end up traversing the ends of the earth, building the kingdom of love that we call the church. And so, beautiful thing. I was thinking about our readings today and how we see a different function of the Holy Spirit in each of our readings, which is really kind of beautiful. In our first reading, we see that the Holy Spirit is coming to all of these people and uniting them. And like all of these people from, I don't know, how many names did you read, Lydia? Like 12 different cities that were not even right next to each other. And all of them are brought together by the Holy Spirit. And a singular voice of praise goes up to the church. Now, some people say that these days we cannot speak in tongues. We cannot speak different. I say hogwash, because you and I are all members of the Holy Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is in every country in the whole wide world. We speak every language because we all belong to the same church, the same body of Christ, who is perfectly not just bilingual, because that's only two languages, but like whatever, however many billions of language, not billions, but however thousands of languages there are, we speak them because we're members of Jesus, and the Catholic Church is his body in every station, in every corner of the world. How cool, you know? And so, like, that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit always bringing us together. Where we see division, it's the work of the enemy. Whether that's in a family, in a class, in a workplace, in a church, it's the work of the enemy when there's division. The Holy Spirit unites. I think about it like a snowball. You know, a snowflake is so terribly weak on its own. But when you put a whole bunch of them together, you got a snowball, and that thing packs a punch. You know, and that's the church. On our own, like as our own little snowflake, we're so incredibly weak, it's ridiculous. We'll melt. We won't last. But when we're together, there's power in that. You and I belong to the biggest church in the world, and you and I belong to the church that Jesus Christ himself founded. How amazing. And so that's this first reading. The Holy Spirit has organized this all in the most incredible way. The function of the Holy Spirit that we see in our second reading is that no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us in our faith. If you ever start to doubt something, open your heart and mind to the Holy Spirit. It's what Pope Francis said in his homily this morning in Rome. That the Holy Spirit helps us to profess the faith of Christ. The faith that the enemy doesn't want us to have. And there's temptations all over the place in our world today that say, oh, step away from that. There's something better. And no, the Holy Spirit is what is the power, is the one, the person of the Trinity who enables us to have correct good faith. And faith that is infectious, much more so than a virus. We want that our faith be so incredibly powerful that we are so filled by the Holy Spirit that we then will, that just bleeds over into every place that we go. And that's, we had a prayer service in here till 3 a.m. this morning with the Hispanic community. It was beautiful. And it was started at 10 p.m. and it went all the way to 3 a.m. And it was prayers, and it was just this charismatic, like, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. And the hope is that we who receive the Holy Spirit in all of the sacraments, in our holy hours, in our prayers, that we live it, that we live that, and the Spirit just oozes out of us and overflows from us, such that when we walk into a room, people feel better because the Spirit is there in us. How cool. The gospel we've got today is peace be with you. Function of the Holy Spirit gives peace to the soul. Peace to the soul and forgiveness of sins. We see in our gospel today the institution of the Holy Sacrament of Confession. And but first Jesus comes in and he says, peace, peace, peace. And that the Holy Spirit gives us that peace in our souls that transcends words. I had it last night when I was just sitting here in prayer going, wow, I just feel at peace. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. There's nothing else I'd rather be doing. I just want to be here with Jesus. And that Holy Spirit gave me a sense of peace, and I forgot for a while about all the things. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants. The Holy Spirit wants to breathe peace into your soul. And he does. And he does. And then this forgiveness, that one of the important functions of the Holy Spirit is forgiveness of sins. So, summarized, the Holy Spirit brings us together, unites us. The Holy Spirit helps us to have good faith. The Holy Spirit gives us peace, and the Holy Spirit brings us forgiveness and mercy. And don't we need all of that? The Holy Spirit, Pentecost, it's real. And then this next weekend's bulletin, I will have a list for you of all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, some really beautiful prayers of the Holy Spirit, and it'll be a whole Holy Spirit page in the bulletin. And had you a priest that thought ahead, this would have been in for this weekend. But the Holy Spirit works as he does in my life. So anyway, blessings to all of you on this most beautiful celebration of Holy Pentecost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.